During the press conference held Tuesday at the Colville Courthouse, County Attorney Margaret Olson said that the Center for Disease Control in 2012 declared opioids as a public health crisis. And on March 7th, she said, the county council unanimously authorized her to file litigation with two aims, seeking damages from the defendants and developing a comprehensive health plan. In a county press release, she said that the drug companies have made billions injecting the opioids into small communities like Summit County, and they now should be financially responsible for the resulting crisis. One of the key Salt Lake attorneys filing the suit, Colin King, said there have been countless lawsuits over opioids around the country, but this is the first one in Utah.
We've done it for several important reasons, and we hope it's going to make a difference. We also look forward to numerous other Utah counties joining Summit County in this combat against Big Pharma for the opioid epidemic that they've created.
The lawsuit says that beginning in the 1990s, the drug companies promoted false and deceptive claims about the long-term use of opioids.
Opioids are not unreasonably dangerous for long-term use. Nobody questions that opioids can be safe and are safe if properly used, can be reasonably safe for short-term acute post-traumatic injury. But this campaign targeted long-term chronic pain people, and it was inappropriate because no data, no medicine, no science has ever shown that that's safe. In fact, they show the opposite, that it's unreasonably dangerous because the risk of addiction and other problems is just too high.
He said the numbers tell the story of the crisis.
The United States has 4.6% of the world population, and over 80% of the use of prescription opioids, 40% of drug-related ER visits are from prescription opioid misuse. Over 64,000 Americans in 2016 died from opioid overdoses. 62,000 total drug deaths, 42,000, the great majority, from opioid.
The county reported that Utah is seventh in the nation for drug overdose events or fatalities, primarily due to prescription drugs. And the state has seen a 400% increase in deaths from the prescription pills for the last 5 years. About a year and a half ago, there were headlines about the opioid-related deaths of two friends at Treasure Mountain Junior High, but the teens ordered the drugs online from China. We asked how this litigation can prevent a case like that.
That was an incident which was unfortunate, but and a little different. I think that was the pink drugs that they got online. But I think, you know, it's the same kind of problem. We hope that one of the things that the case will do is help provide funding to provide not just cost recoupment the counties incurred, but treatment facilities, education of students like that to avoid opiates and dangerous drugs.
Also, I would add, in reference to some of the problems with our youth and specifically with the tragic deaths from synthetic fentanyl that we had in the fall of 2016, a lot of these drug-seeking behaviors are driven by addiction. And that causes people to go to places like the mail to try to get drugs when they can't get them from other places.
That last comment from County Attorney Olson. Another outside Salt Lake attorney, Don Winder, said this is similar to the fight waged against Big Tobacco.
Tobacco companies knew that they were selling an addictive product. They refused to tell the public, and they knew it for decades. They created institutes, the Tobacco Research Council. We're going to put the best scientists together. We're going to let you know. You'll be the first to know if there's something harmful about our product. Well, the opioid manufacturers did the same thing. The American Pain Management Institute. We're going to get scientists together. We're going to get doctors together. And we now assure you that there is no long-term problems for using opioids for chronic pain. Well, that's simply false. It's deceptive.
Salt Lake Attorney Don Winder. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.